www.maxheat.com, proflowradio.com.
Radio takeover.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. United States, South Korea, Uruguay, United Kingdom, Spain, Singapore, Canada, Turkey, China, Australia, Mexico, Germany, Taiwan, Japan, France, Sweden, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, Denmark. Welcome to the Pro Flow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated.
Get on your knees and pray. Increase the doses. Bust on whoever closest.
Millennium Music Mission.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Yes.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Hello. What's good, bruh?
What's going on? You tell me.
I'm chilling, man. You ready? Ready to do this?
Let's do this.
I want to definitely get your information. You got me warmed up now, so this is going to be good.
All right. Let's do this interview. Let's do it.
I want to ask definitely, like, I want you to tell the audience when they finally do hear this, I want them to know who you are and where they can find you at first. So just give them, like, your name, you know, where you're from, and where they can find you at on the internet.
Check this out. The name is Inspiration X. You can find me on my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/essenceofdallas, D-A-L-L-A-S. My music page is www.myspace.com/airessence. It's my old rap name from back then. You know, check the music out, leave me a comment. My location is Akron, Ohio, West Side, Copley Road. You know what it is. 4320, be the zip code. I'm just doing me right now, you know?
That's
this
good.
This is a grind I got going on.
Yeah, you've been doing it for a while, too. How long have you been creating music or, you know, rapping and collaborating with different individuals?
I've been making music for as long as, I want to say, see, I'm 20 now. It's been 9 years. It's been a good 9 years since I started when I was 11. I started using,
right,
like,
cause you're old, young.
Right, I used old tape decks in a boom box that had a microphone attached to it, so I was recording. I'd have to, like, use another boom box so you can and press up against the microphone.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, you were serious. You were serious. Man, so you definitely been wanting to do this for a long time, though. How many songs you think you've, like, been on since you started this? Just roughly.
You know, countless. You know, it depends, because I haven't hopped on a lot of, but when I do, it's all at one time. I hop on, like, 10 songs at one time. For like 10 different people.
Okay, I feel what you're saying.
So I'll go in there and I'll freestyle, but the person, he'll have a written verse. When I started actually writing, like, if I wrote something, I'm better than the person I'm on the track with.
I feel that. I feel that, bro, because you got some definite ability when it comes to freestyling and writing, actually, because you came to the studio and laid it down pretty simply. Even though there was so much going on around us, you still were able to focus and lay something hot down, for sure.
But just like the track we did, like I said, it's family business, you know. The concepts vary, because a lot of the times people get long-winded careers that draw out, and they can't deal with the stuff that's going on around them. But see, we're able to do that. We connect as the cousins that we are. We make music, so I don't let the effects of what go on outside affect what I'm doing inside. You know, I battle too. You know, I got videos, me winning or losing on YouTube. I'm around. I'm everywhere. I can do everything that any other rapper can do. I battle a lot, so I haven't had a battle this year, but I'm pushing towards one.
You go kind of like psycho on the track. Like, your style is like a mixture of, like, the commercial industry. They love certain artists because they are able to be, like, you know, kind of like smart and crazy at the same time, but you kind of encompass all that stuff, and then it's still something about it that it's still mystery to it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy.
It is what it is. But go ahead. What's your next question?
Let's see, man. When you get on tracks with people, like, considering that you do got, like, you know, more most likely you're going to be better than most people on the track, you know, there's a certain thing that helps you decide which person you're going to choose to deal with. I guess my question would be, what makes a good MC to you?
A good MC is a good MC who doesn't worry about the people on the track with them. You know, they have the confidence to go in there and do what they do, because I'm going to give you a situation. A while ago, I was all in the studio and Corey Bates came in the studio.
Yeah.
He shot a video for a promotional party that he was throwing. He wanted to get on the track. He wanted to get on the track with me. And I said, okay. So it didn't happen because he was like, okay, let me hear what you got. So I let him hear what I let him hear what I had. He said, wait a minute, hold on. Me being the person I was, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have rewrote my verse just to make it better than his again. I don't think that it was right that I did that. You know what I'm saying? I've done a good MC to me. He can sometimes make songs without having to write. You know, he can go in there and just lay track down. 2 minutes.
Right.
Done.
Yeah, that's for sure.
A good MC connects with his fans. You know, he makes music that he knows his fans is going to give them something different every album. He creates concepts that nobody else has done. He applies it to his music, and his fans know it's original, because if they know his name is on it, they know they're getting something different. Like
covering the world.
Time that you've been doing this, do you prefer to do mixtapes or like original tracks?
Both, you know, because I can't be picky, because I'm not an artist yet, so I can't pick and choose. I want to do everything that I can, you know. So I do a mixtape here, I do original tracks here, I'll do maybe I'll link a track here, I'll do promotional songs, I'll do videos, I'll do a battle video. I will do anything I can to get out there. But I ain't gonna make no dance song. I ain't gonna make a dance mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make a mixtape full of dance songs where you doing the Hokey Pokey one song, and then you doing the Soulja Boy the next, then you doing the Detroit Shuffle. Like dance songs, if you can make people dance, you know, you're gonna sell, you know, ringtones obviously are running hip hop. Ringtones are the dance floor. But you know, me, I'm original Ken. I gotta create my own music. I gotta create my own sound. That's why every time I record, I have a different voice, you know.
Yeah, you
because
do.
I make my voice match the tone of the beat, so you can get a vibe. I don't wanna go in there and sound all high pitched on a dark beat and vice versa. You know, I want my voice to match. I just do what the beat says, basically. A lot of rappers don't do that.
So with that technique in mind, man, what advice would you give to like other individuals that are coming up and just don't have that kind of vantage point on how to, you know, record correctly?
Do what I did. Work on it, you know? Watch, like, I looked at a lot of MCs. I looked at Royce da 5'9". I looked at Joe Budden. I looked at basically anybody in Slaughterhouse, Little Brother, all these indie artists, MF Doom. I listen to everybody. I listen to what they do. And at first, you know, when I started recording, I didn't have that. I didn't have what I have now. You know, I'm still trying to develop that. I'm still trying to get better, but I didn't have what I have now.
You remind me a lot of I don't think you guys really don't favor like physically like the look. I mean, you are tall, you know what I'm saying, but like LeBron James, like you guys you remind me a lot of him for some reason. And I think one of the things is, like you were saying, you know, your talent is like it's a diamond before it was polished up real good, you know what I'm saying? But like I tell you, man, the ability that you displayed down here at the studio one day, it was kind of crazy. Like they had a whole, everybody was just sitting there and like didn't want to even scrap no more, you know? Cause,
I mean, that's happened in a battle too. I've retired rappers, like,
yeah, no, that's right.
But I think that because, you know, I'm different, because I try to be as as I try to be as 1995 as possible. Like if somebody battled me, they can say my style is out of date. All the time you hear me, I'm freestyling, I'm rapping about all the objects around me. You know, people miss that. As much as you want to say people don't miss that, oh, ain't nobody checking for that. If you go down to Atlanta and you get a crowd of people ciphering, you will hear a bunch of street punchlines. But if you get a dude who can freestyle about the things around him, people that are moved by that, they love it.
Exactly.
They don't. But a lot of people don't see that, so they won't talk about it. You know, if you don't do it, they won't say nothing. Basically.
Man. Now, what I want to know now is, you said, tell me the MySpace page again.
MySpace.com/AirEssence, and the page that anybody can hit me up on. My fans can hit me up on, because I only go to my music page just to either answer messages, upload songs, and then respond to comments. You know, I respond to everybody. I respond to everybody. You send me a comment, I'm going to respond 100. MySpace.com/EssenceOfDallas. Dallas is my first name.
Okay, cool. So you got a couple of them. They can find you a couple of different ways. Yeah, what I also wanted to ask you, man, because I want the audience to know, like, if any artist is trying to get with you, a manager, producer, anything, particular company trying to get off the ground, looking for a nice personality to help out with, you know, like, are you open to record deal kind of, like, you know, negotiations? Are you looking for, like, where do you want to be in, like, 7 years? And with that in mind, what can people do to help you get there?
That's a good question. I want to take the time to thank you for asking me that question, because it gives me time to think. Like, where I want to be in 7 years as far as music goes, I want to have, you know, a deal where I have full creative control of my own music. Well, your label tells you, well, if you want your album to sell, you need to put out a club song, put out a song about for the ladies, you know, a song for the alcoholics, and at least four songs that appeal to a certain type of audience. So you got one for the ladies, you got one for the club, you got maybe a third one for the alcoholics, and then a fourth one, you know, it could be a street single. So that's four songs, basically.
Right.
So you got to have a knowledge of what goes on. Your label's going to tell you to do this if you want this to happen. But see, when he can do whatever he wants, they say, okay, if you make whatever song you want, we're going to make sure you get the money that you deserve back in return. And we'll take this much, because this money we're taking is for the promotion. But whatever you make, you can keep. Just make sure you give back our share. As an artist, I want freedom. I want to be able to make a song that's so creative that it'll still sell. I know that's hard to do nowadays, but I want to be able to make a song where, look, I make songs because I wanted to make it, not because the label told me to make it.
You're jamming with Mad Max, coming from the West Side with Mad Max. You're jamming with Mad Max.
Rappers nowadays aren't going to find a major deal with creative freedom unless you're Jay-Z. Jay-Z has power at Def Jam, and 50 Cent has power at Interscope, and I think he has power. No, he has power at Interscope, because Jimmy Iovine, he gave 50 power, because 50 has the power where he can push any rapper back on that label with him, and then some. Like, it's a crazy process, man. You gotta watch.
It's funny you got that knowledge from you got, like, Ohio. People don't really got an entertainment state, but like, Ohio definitely has a lot of knowledgeable individuals in what's going on around us, for sure. You can get that bird's eye view. So you definitely are accurate about a lot of the things that you're speaking about, man. Now, I think we got enough to go for this particular session. I want to know if there's anything else that you want your fan base to know, just anybody out there in particular. You can send shout-outs to anybody, family, friends, your homies, whatever. It don't matter. It's whatever you want to say.
I'm going to go like this. Shout out to you for having me. You know what I'm saying? We gonna do something. You know, we got more than just song. So we gonna work on a mixtape. But
for sure, man.
To the people that don't know me, to the people that do know me, like, keep in touch with me, because I like, the best part about being a rapper is that you have people who are fans of your music, you want to know what they think. I want to hear a person, like, even if I make a song, it's like, dang, yo, X, yo, you came whack on that track. I want to hear it. I want you to personally tell me. I want to hear everything that the fan has. Don't hold back. You know, because I know if that was me and it was you that was in my position, I would give you constructive criticism, because everybody can deal with it, but a lot of people can't take it. I can take constructive criticism. I want to hear it. I need constructive criticism, because if you don't give me constructive criticism, I'm going to keep going on the same wavelength, and sooner or later, that wavelength can change if you say something. So I'm not going to change for every single fan, but I'm going to switch to a broader audience, because there's people in Australia that's probably going to hear this. I want them to know I'm going to make songs for certain people, so that I can make songs all together. So, like, okay, you got a song for this.
You
got a song for this type of audience, this type of audience, this type. I can do that, and then I can make it where every audience appeals to this song. So that's what I'm trying to do, fans. Keep in touch with me. You know, don't be afraid to drop a comment, message. You know, I respond to messages all day. You know, I'm out here trying to make it just as much as your favorite rapper was when he was in my position. So leave love. You know, leave hate, leave love. I'll respond to either. It doesn't matter. I got a YouTube YouTube series called IXTV. My YouTube name is What? WHUTTT. It's like just unknown stuff, just random stuff that I'm doing with my camera. I got a new artist that I'm working with. I got actually two new artists I'm working with. The first one, she's over here with me. Her name is Red Queen. She is on the Kent State track team. She just graduated from Kent State or whatnot. So I'm working with a lot more different people. You know, I'm working with her. You're going to hear her on the track. She probably going to be on my album or whatnot. I'm sorry. The other artist that I'm working with is RTH, Respect the Hustle. That's TZ and Fox. You know, all four of us stay in Akron, Ohio. So we are trying to make a move. I got a mixtape coming out, Unforgiven, the mixtape. My album comes out, The Star Child, September 13th. What's going on? Quiet Killers, our mixtape. I'm in a group called Quiet Killers. Quiet Killers, Sons of Anarchy. I don't know when that's coming out. That was supposed to come out on Christmas, but that got pushed back. And a lot of like we were trying to the mixtape was done. Like, the mixtape was done. You can hear a track from the mixtape called Spaz Out. That's me, Crisis M Banks, and T Shine. That's on my MySpace page. Either or page you go to, you'll find it. The Sons of Anarchy mixtape was supposed to come out. It was supposed to come out Christmas. It was supposed to come out New Year's. Okay, they kept messing around, and then ever since then, nobody from that group except me, Crisis, and High Definition, because he changed his name, High Definition. All three of us, we were the only ones doing tracks after that. We had like seven other people in the group, and they ain't doing nothing else. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna wait on this mixtape to drop. I'm gonna keep dropping songs. So that's going on. I got a grind time battle coming up soon. I'm like making, you know, major moves. You know, I'm all over the internet on different screen names. So unless you catch somebody from Akron, Ohio that you'd have battled under a certain name, it's probably me. Like I said, I'm doing a lot of things to help myself get there. Pajam Records just gave me a call. BT hollered at me a year ago for 106 at Parks Freestyle Friday. It's crazy. Death Row Records got in touch with me. So, I'm out here.
Yo, this is Colorado's own Slim Dog, born and raised Akron, Ohio, though. And you listening to DJ Mad Max on the Pro Flow Bus Show on Maxi.com. You heard? Peace.
I'm trying to make it. And I think the only way for me to do that is to just go forward. I can't. But, you know, sometimes I'll find bumps in my career. Every rapper does. You know, sometimes you got to take one step back to make two steps forward.
For sure.
You know, that's how it is, you know. Not everything is going to go smoothly, but you can get to a point where, dang, man, I really don't want to sacrifice this, but if I got to, it'll get me here. All right. Well, I'm going to stop doing this so I can do this. You know, battling is something I love to do, but at some point, I'm going to have to sacrifice it.
I know what you mean, man. Well, you know, when that money coming in from the singles you're making money off of, it's going to be all gravy. We're going to definitely make it happen, man. This interview is going to be really, really positive. I'm going to use some of the things you said in this as like just a commercial for you all the time, basically. Last statements you were saying, your last remarks, you know, it's kind of like an overall summary of the way you put it together. So that'd probably be the simplest way to do it.
This is Inspiration X, representative of Akron, Ohio, born in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, a.k.a. IX Vegas, and I approve this statement.
That's what's up, bro. I appreciate it. Because I'm going to make this sound real professional, real official for you. Me, I'm just glad we got a chance to really get that information from such a, you know, the flavorful artist. So I just want you to keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, regardless of what we do together, as long as you keep your own thing moving forward, we're going to meet up for sure when the time is proper, and that's when the money's right for sure. Until then, we'll just keep working on it. I got mad love.
I'm glad we got this done.
Yeah, I'm glad too. This helps me just to have motivation to move forward with it, because I really want to get you back on this microphone over here, because I got a real good mic right now, and I got some beats that you could probably murder, honestly. And they're totally professional. A lot of them sound kind of like down south beats, but they've got like a Midwest flow. But just give me a little bit of time, dog, but I'm going to be at you very soon.
All right, just hit me up on MySpace. Cause,
no problem. I got you. I'll be on MySpace like every day, so I got you for sure.
All right, Mike, I appreciate it.
Oh, it's number love, bro, man. You the future, man. You're younger than me, so, you know.
No. We
we are the future. Not me. Yeah,
we are.
Yeah, I got plans for you, though, bro.
Yeah, I got plans for you. That's why I'm plugging you in with these international people.
Right. Got that right, bro.
All right.
And that's what's up, bro. So let me go ahead and get off this phone, and I'll talk with you. You'll be hearing from me in some way tomorrow for sure.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, bro. You too, man.
Yep.
All right.
Anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show show, check us out, www.maxheat.com. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.